Thank you for calling Omax Health. This is Nas speaking. May I please have the zip code and first and last name on the account you're calling it about?
Okay. It's zip code is 11415, and the address is 83-15 Lafayette Boulevard, Kew Gardens, New York. You might have the old address on it because there's some kind of a problem here that this was never changed.
Okay.
Where it's supposed to be changed. Okay, I think I spoke to you just a few minutes ago. I did call my bank. My bank is telling me that you made a charge on my account on July 7th. And then you credit me on the 17th. But that is not how it was supposed to be. It was supposed to credit me for the charge from May 4th because we never received that.
All right. Let's
they,
see.
They thought, and you see, maybe they realized they made a mistake, and that's why they credited me, but they forgot they're supposed to be crediting me for the May charge, May 4th that you charged me. That was supposed to be credit, and it wasn't. So what happened, what I'm thinking is that they realized they made a mistake, but they only gave me one credit, but they're supposed to give me a credit from May 4th. When I called the merchant, I mean, when I called the American Express, you credit my account after I received the bill. So there is one charge on my, I'm on credit on my account. I don't see it because it's for the next bill. But you still owe me one credit from May 4th. That's the one you owe me.
Okay, can I get that zip code again, please?
Excuse me?
Can I get your zip code again, please?
Sure. Now, I'm not sure if this, because that's what the mess up is over here. Do you have my new address that I just quoted before? Did you get that? 83-50?
No, ma'am. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten complete access to the account. If I could get that zip code and that last name one more time.
Okay. The zip code is 11415.
All right.
And if it is the old address, then it's 11417. So I don't know which one you have. But
I
think
check.
That's the problem is.
And what's the last name again?
Jedlicka. Jedlicka.
All right. Okay. So I see they refunded a May charge, but the one for July wasn't refunded. Is that what you were saying?
The one that was supposed to be refunded first was the one in May 4th was supposed to be refunded. But what they did, the charge me in July 3rd, they charged me $79.95 instead of credit me. Do you understand? So they actually charged me, and then they refund the one from July. But they never refunded the one from May. May 4th, you charged me from May
There was
4th.
A charge. The charge from May 4th,
yeah.
I see. That one was the one that was refunded on file. And the one on July was voided. But the credit was for, so there was one done on July 1st or July 2nd that was voided, which means that it was the account was set up, but then the charge never went completely through. That's a $0 charge.
My account? It's on my account. You charged me for it. They charged me for it on July 1st.
All right, ma'am. Let's see.
I don't know whose fault that is.
Our system doesn't say that. Our system says that there was that the bill for the refund was accepted. That for last month was accepted on July 16th, but it was set up. It was set up for the charge on that was on the 2nd of May. It was set up on 2nd of May. The charge after that, that one didn't completely process. It's a $0 charge here.
Now that according to my account is being charged $79.95 on July 3rd. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the bill. I called them. You credit me that amount. But what happened, I believe, is and they made a mistake instead of crediting me on the 3rd, they charged me.
Did you check your billing statement for the 21st or around the 21st of May?
Mister, I don't have that.
I
called to tell you that I didn't ever receive that.
Okay, ma'am, because there was a refund that was issued on the 21st of May. I would recommend checking the 21st of May.
21st of May?
21st of May. Or maybe 23rd for you, but around that area, between 21st and 23rd of May.
I'm trying to find it now. I have to go through my record.
Okay, ma'am.
I can call my bank again and confirm on that.
All right.
So you're telling me that there was a credit made to my account on May what?
There was from what my system is saying, there was a credit issued on May 21st. There was a refund issued, and I can see if is there any refunds I can do? Oh, actually, ma'am, let me see if I can get this set up for you. I'm going to make sure it goes through.
It didn't go through, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't see the credit the last time, but that's easy to figure out because I'll just get my records out. And so are you telling me that it must have not gone through and that's why it wasn't there?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to make sure it gets processed.
Okay. So you'll process the one from May 4th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. So I should get 2 credits for next bill because, like I said, this bill does not reflect that, you know, because there's a cutoff date. I think the cutoff date is like on the 15th or something. So you credit me on the 17th. So therefore, I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's only a charge on my account. But basically, it should have been 2 credits. One, the one that you've already made, which is the 17th, right? July 17th. And the one on May 21st, right?
Yeah.
May 21st is the one that doesn't, it's not there. Because it would have been on my credit card. It would have been on my, on this bill.
No, no, yes, ma'am, I understand. Well, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Okay, so you credit my account now?
I've set up that credit. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay. So it'll be on my next bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Next. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.